commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
If you're in your 30s or younger, you know Ronald Reagan only through the history books. And that's unfortunate because he will probably be a once-in-a-lifetime political figure. We won't see his kind again. Yes, Reagan was a Cold War president. He is given credit for winning the Cold War, even though the Berlin Wall fell after he was out of office and the Soviet Union collapsed 2 years into George Bush's presidency. Reagan gets too much credit as a steward of the economy. He did cut taxes, but he also raised some of them and increased government fees. And while the overall direction of the economy in the Reagan 80s was upward, he also weathered two recessions while he was in office. Reagan is a political giant because he was able to communicate simple ideas and rally the nation around them. Government doesn't solve problems. Government is the problem. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And it's morning in America. What's most forgotten about Reagan is his unapologetic patriotism. Surely all presidents are patriots, although we may disagree about their vision for the country. But no one surpassed Reagan in saying it and getting others to believe it. He campaigned in 1979 and 1980 at a time when interest rates were 17%, unemployment was 14%, and we could only buy gasoline on alternating days. And here was a man who dared to say that America is still the greatest nation on earth and would be again. Long before President Obama, it was Reagan who had a monopoly on the audacity of hope. Consider the campaign ad, Morning in America. What other candidate could run that ad and not be laughed off the political stage? The ideas and themes are still powerful and are still true today. But they only have credibility if a candidate espouses those things in person. That ad can't exist in a vacuum. Those are things Reagan believed in, and he talked about them constantly. Barack Obama doesn't see America that way. He's already stated that we are a great nation amongst other great nations. His America is perhaps a somewhat louder voice in a world chorus. Bill Clinton had charisma, but the passions that his two campaigns generated were more about his magnetic personality, not about the nation itself. Mitt Romney was not a Morning in America candidate. He pitched himself as a more competent government administrator, not a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Candidates John McCain and John Kerry generated very little passion about themselves and even less about our national greatness. Even Scott Walker, should he decide to run, is far more comfortable talking about his achievements as governor than about patriotic themes. Walker will stir up more emotion among his opponents than his supporters. He talks easily about budgets, jobs, and the economy in Act 10, but I don't think I've ever heard him talk about the broader topic of patriotism. That's what's missing on this Independence Day. There is no one on the national stage who speaks of the exceptionalism of America. Who will boldly proclaim that our great national experiment is what sets us apart from all others? What person within the political arena can articulate a clear and convincing answer to, this is what makes America great? Not only isn't there a response, the question's not even being asked. How will our kids learn about patriotism if we don't talk about it? On this Independence Day, I invite you to start a conversation about America and what makes her a great nation. That the answers don't come so easily shows how far we've gone astray.